Hey, Co.
Hey, Lincoln.
What did we just watch?
Movie 43?
Before we talk about it, I'm on the IMDb of this movie, and I just want to go through all of the people that were actually, like, 100% in this movie.
Yeah, okay? It's insane.
We have Dennis Quaid, Greg Kinnear. Kinnear. I always forget how to pronounce his name. Common. Will Sasso, you know, from Mad TV.
Mad TV,
you
know. Yep.
We got Seth MacFarlane, Hugh Jackman, Kate Winslet, Liev Schreiber, Sabretooth?
Liev Schreiber.
There we go. That's how you pronounce it. Naomi Watts, Anna Faris, Chris Pratt, J.B. Smoove, Emma Stone, Richard Gere, Jack McBrayer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Guy from 30 Rock. He's in 30 Rock. He's okay. Funny. Justin Long, Uma Thurman, Bobby Cannavale, Kristen Bell, Chloe Grace Moretz, Gerard Butler. He's in there, by the way.
Yeah.
Sean William Scott, Johnny Knoxville, Halle Berry, Stephen Merchant.
There's a Culkin. Did you skip the Culkin?
Oh, there is a Culkin? Yeah. I don't know. I haven't gotten to it yet.
Okay.
I'm going through the ones that people know. Okay. That's pretty much all the main people. There is a Culkin in there.
Well, there's Kate Bosworth is in it. Drew Barrymore. Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah, so all these people are in this movie. This is a real thing. And I have seen this movie before, and I told Kyle about it. I was like, this is one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
You weren't lying.
I told you I wasn't.
Terrence Howard, he's also in it. This is garbage. I described it as this would be if 10-year-olds made a movie with their friends in the backyard. This is all dick and vagina jokes.
I told you.
They end a skit with a pull my finger fart gag for no reason. Oh, yeah, he's in it too. Whatever his name is.
From Superbad?
Yeah. McLovin's in it. And Patrick Warburton.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
And then the guy from Upright Citizens Brigade, the ass pennies guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Snooki's in it too. Forgot about Snooki.
Oh, yeah.
So, Kyle, what's movie 43?
It is a bunch, it's like a sketch movie. That's really unfunny. Just think Airplane without the jokes. Airplane wasn't a sketch, man. Think Kentucky Fried Movie without the jokes.
I was going to say Airplane?
This is bad. This is really bad.
I told you. You didn't listen to me.
No. I had to stop at a point because I literally couldn't do it anymore. I just had to take a break. Not because I just couldn't watch any more of this.
So there's a big skit that goes throughout it that kind of blends it all together.
You have Dennis Quaid trying to sell his movie to Greg Kinnear.
And the entire time he's saying, like, the different sketches that are in the movie that are the actual sketches of this movie.
Which are garbage.
So the first skit, I wrote down all the skits. I don't really have that many notes because, like I said, I just wrote down
the skits so I knew to talk about them.
First skit is where Hugh Jackman has balls on his face.
He's on a blind date with Kate Winslet. They're all fucking blind. This was movies written by the same people, right? Every skit?
No, I think different people.
I think it's different director, but same writer. Watched the credits. There's like four different fucking date scenarios. Lazy fucking. He has balls on his throat.
That's the joke.
He has balls on his throat.
They get hit, and then he acts like he's going to throw up, and then he gets cold.
So they go up into his throat.
And then he dips him in soup. And then
pube falls off of him.
Puts him on a baby's head.
Because nobody knows. See, nobody pays attention but Kate Winslet, because that's funny that no one knows or cares that he has balls on his... They're not even on his chin. They're in the middle of his throat. And then it goes on for seemingly 20 minutes.
And then it ends.
Yeah.
That's the sketch. So the second sketch is the only one that... I don't want to say I like.
No, I didn't like it.
Because it's not that... It's that I thought the concept was really funny.
And
it is the only time I laughed.
For the first, like, 2 minutes, it was pretty funny. And they went on for 10 more minutes.
The sketch is... They are homeschooling. It's this family that their neighbors have come over and they're explaining how they homeschooled their kid. And they're giving him like the miserable high school experience, but homeschooled. So they're like bullying him and hitting him with dodgeballs.
Knocking his books out of his hands.
I laughed like 2 times during this because the first like 3 minutes are legitimately like funny.
Then he ends up making out with his mom.
Having a gay moment with his dad.
With his dad. And then like he has a girlfriend, but it's like a doll with the picture of his mom's face on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is Naomi Watts, so I give him that.
And that was it.
That was the skit.
So then the third skit is when the phrase poop Viagra is said. It's a real phrase.
Real phrase, poop Viagra.
It's Chris Pratt.
And Anna Faris. Anna Faris.
Poor Anna Faris, dude.
She's better than the movies she makes.
She's made a lot of
But she's better than those.
Yeah.
So she wants him to poop on her.
And then
so he eats a bunch of stuff and then takes his poop Viagra so he can't hold it in.
And she's like, I don't want you to poop on me right now. I want to make out for a little bit before.
And then he gets hit by a car and explodes with poop.
Poop goes everywhere. And she's like, oh, you did this all for me.
That's the skit. There's a trend here. We can't be funny. We can't be funny here. This is a real fucking movie. Like, this is all real. We should throw in a fake one and see if they catch it at some point.
So then the next one is, this one in my opinion is the worst. Not because of it offending me, because there's one that is really bad in terms of,
there's
like,
one
of
that
me
really
just going like,
me.
Come on.
Yeah, the Emma Banks, or Elizabeth Banks directed one?
Yes.
Yeah, same here.
Which I knew that was going to be the one that you
This is the
hear.
One, though, that we want. They're all shit. But we're like, there's a market out there for fart jokes and dick jokes. Nobody's finding this one funny.
It's in a grocery store, and Emma Stone and whatever that guy's, I know
it's
who
a Culkin.
He, is it? Okay, yeah. Like, I know him. I've seen him
and
stuff.
I don't think it's Kieran. I think it's the other one that nobody remembers his name.
They're at the grocery store, and the microphone is there, and he's talking to Emma Watts, or what is Emma Watts?
Emma Stone about
wanting to fuck her, and they just stand there, and it's weird, and then guy comes over and is like, are we going to let this man not get love? And they're like, I'm
this
gonna take
is true
a shit.
Love. If this were me, I'd climb Dick Mountain mouth first to yeah. get to love. These are that's the joke.
And then he runs out, and
that's
it.
The skit.
The and only thing that was remotely a joke was when she was leaving, and she was like, "See you at church," because they were talking about like,
yeah,
fuck it and stuff.
And then we have the commercials start. We had a commercial for iBabe, which is just a full frontal nude lady that is also an iPod.
That's
it's
the
iBabe. That's the joke. And if that's not bad enough, it has its own skit later as well.
Was this when they had the skit? No, that was after this one.
No, this is the Batman and Robin skit.
Another one that could have been funny.
So Robin is speed dating, and Batman keeps cock-blocking him.
It's like 50s Batman.
Yeah, so like he has Lois Lane, who's fucking Uma Thurman, and then she talks about Superman has shotgun jizz.
Uh-huh.
And Superman threatens him, and then Batman ends up getting her number. The only thing that could have been funny was Kristen Bell as Supergirl. Batman's like, I'm going to hide under the table and feed lines to you. And by the way, because he says like Cyrano de Bergerac, he's like, no, like Roxanne. Why did they throw in so many fucking pop culture like references in all of these?
I don't know.
The joke is Batman can see up her dress. And he's like, oh, it's like Field of Dreams down here. It's like blah, blah, blah down here. It's like the bird down here.
The only one that kind of made me laugh was the Art Garfunkel one, but that wasn't even in the actual sketch. That was a cut.
And the joke was, she's like, I can hear him. I can see him. He's right there. And then Robin makes out with her after Wonder Woman comes in. They talk about how she had to have an abortion.
Because Batman didn't wear bat condoms.
Didn't wear bat condoms. And then Supergirl is the Riddler, so Robin made out with the Riddler.
And Batman was like, I just felt like having jokes today.
These are and they were all wearing costumes like you would if you went to like a costume ball at your middle school. Put some effort into it.
Well, here's the thing.
Effort.
I'm okay with the costumes if this was actually a funny skit.
If this was Saturday Night Live. I hate Saturday Night Live anymore, and they could have done these things better.
I was going to say, are we talking about modern Saturday Night Live, or are we talking like 90s Saturday Night Live?
Even modern could have done this better. Getting the benefit of the doubt. They had a week to perform it.
As long as Justin Timberlake was Robin.
Yeah. And then the worst commercial was after that, where the kids in vending machines and copiers.
And I don't even know what the joke is.
I don't think there
be.
Is a joke.
It's just like, stop being mean to machines because they have kids in them.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's fucking stupid.
So then the iBabe commercial has its own sketch.
With Richard fucking Gere. This is where I made the note because they say the word, Kate Boswell says the word vagiport. And I made a note that I want to murder Lincoln.
The whole brunt of the sketch here is that the iBabes, which are naked women, who are also iPods, they're the vagina has
is
a,
the vent.
Is the vent, has a fan in it, and teenage boys are mangling their penises and hands because they're trying they're
sticking
putting
their
there.
Dick in their iBabe and it's getting fucked up.
And then they talk about it and he's just like, well, potato chips don't have things says
don't fuck the chips.
You know, and then the other MP3 players don't. And then they bring out another model. It's a like an Arabic Middle Eastern version. It's like, of the
now
eye
people
babe.
Can have their eye babes in all colors.
And then it ends.
Then it ends. No, then they have the commercial. Oh. The barbed wire around the vagina. I just saw what the next skit is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Here we go. Here we go.
I found the next skit insulting and hateful.
There's no joke in it. That's the biggest thing. Like, there is no joke about this scene.
No.
The scene, which, by the way, is directed by Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah, who I like Elizabeth Banks.
Honestly, though, how much directing do you think she even fucking did?
In this? Not much.
Yeah. So in this scene, Chloe Grace Moretz has her period for the first time at her boyfriend's house. And then her boyfriend and the older brother...
don't know what to do. She smears it on the wall because she's trying to hide it, which is really fun. And then everyone just not mocks her, but they just make a big joke and shame her and embarrass her for it.
And then it ends with the dad being like, whoa, vaginas are gross.
Pull my finger.
And then pull my finger fart joke. And that's the end. And then,
that's supposed to be humorous.
And then there's the
and they
Tampax
even say in the skit
commercial.
That she's a seventh grader. We're making fun of a seventh grader in this. For having her period and not knowing what to do. I just felt that was just mean. It's mean-spirited. Like, not in a good way. We enjoy mean-spirited things. We're not that. But this is just not funny. It was just uncomfortable. This is an uncomfortable skit.
My biggest thing with really this entire movie is that I don't find... this is the only one that I find, like, not really offensive. It's just, like, in really poor taste.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, why? I don't understand why you... whatever. Anyways.
They didn't do anything with it to make it.
Yeah. Funny. I don't give a shit about, like, the content of really any of these sketches. It's just make it funny.
Yeah, this wasn't funny. I don't know where a joke was in there other than she smeared it on the wall.
Yeah, that's it.
And then they show a clip from The Shallows. It's a Tampax commercial where this girl goes out into the ocean and a shark eats her and fills the water with blood.
Well, the joke there was because she didn't use Tampax, so it didn't
soak up the blood. Yeah. You know, it was The Shallows. Straight out of The fucking Shallows.
So then we have the leprechaun scene, which was directed by Brett Ratner. Yes. And the thing about Brett Ratner, though, is that keep in mind he did direct X-Men 3.
Still. And this is one I told you. It was Johnny Knoxville. Let's say I'm just pitching this to you. I have this idea for a short. Ready?
Okay.
It's Johnny Knoxville, Sean William Scott. They kidnap a leprechaun and interrogate him for his gold. You'd be like, All right.
There's potential there.
There's potential.
No.
There's not, because it goes on too long.
You know what Johnny Knoxville's great in, by the way?
And he stole a fucking storybook fairy who trades blowjobs
for gold.
It
was all part of the
waka
plan.
Waka.
You know what Johnny Knoxville's great in? Daltrey Callahan. It's a movie I don't think like anybody's ever
seen. Yeah, I've never heard of it.
It's fantastic. It is a lot like... do you remember the movie My Girl?
Yeah, I remember.
It's a lot like My Girl. He plays kind of a everyman who owns it's like a golf course and a golf club, and he's trying to kind of like bring it back to prestige. And then he finds out that he had a daughter, and she's like 14, and she's like a big musical prodigy. And then it's him like trying to do that while having a daughter now.
My Girl was a terrifying movie to me as a kid. Terrified of that film.
Really?
Well, what happens to him at the end?
Oh, yeah.
I'm allergic to bees.
That's true.
So it was like a horrifying...
I don't think there's any bees in Daltrey Callahan.
It's something I was always afraid of as a kid, because I'm highly fucking allergic. Like, I will die in like 12 to 15 minutes. It's pretty rapid. So that movie, they didn't have EpiPens and stuff back then. It was just, take some Benadryl and make it to the hospital. Good luck on you, kid. So, you know, a movie where a kid...
Benadryl helps with bee stings?
It slows things down.
How many Benadryl? You get stung?
I would drink... it was a bottle. I had a specific dosage I had to take. It just bought you time.
Okay.
That was all it did. Do we have to talk about the next one?
We can talk about Daltrey Callahan more. I love that movie.
You know, go ahead.
So Daltrey Callahan also is like one of the only movies that Johnny Knoxville gives like really good performance in. I saw it on like TNT at like 10 p.m. one night years ago. I think it came out in like 2007. I was like, holy shit, I actually really like this movie. And then I rented the DVD from Family Video, and I watched it, and I was like, yeah, Daltrey Callahan, I really like this movie. I don't know if it's really good, because I haven't watched it in a long time, but I remember when I watched it, I really, really liked it.
Yeah, well, I'll have to check it out sometime. There's another movie he was in I thought he was decent. I just don't remember what the movie is.
Bad Grandpa?
No. No, I honestly don't remember what it was. I want to say it was like more of a serious role.
John Maxwell's not bad.
No, but kudos to him. Who ever thought the dude from Jackass would be a good,
you know, how old he is,
actor?
By the way?
He's fucking old.
45.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And he still does
all of the Jackass people are getting pretty old.
Yeah, and he still does that stupid shit. Like, just stop, dude. Get rid
Never
of
stop. No. Yeah. All right, we can talk about the next one now if you want to.
Can we just talk about Swordfish? Do you remember Swordfish?
No, why would I? No, let's talk about Gothica.
Why?
Oh, let's talk about Catwoman, Gothica, and hey, Kyle.
You know, now I think about it, she's made some shitty movies.
Do you know what happens when a toad gets hit by lightning?
What?
The same thing that happens to everyone else. That's a line from X-Men from 2002.
I know.
Which, that, by the way, did you know why that was in the movie? There's a reason why that line was specifically written in the movie.
Why?
Okay, so the character of Toad was originally supposed to have some kind of, like, one-liner that he was going to say throughout the movie. Like, whenever he did something, he would be like, do you know what happens when a toad, like, I don't know. I don't even know what the lines were. But, like, what happens when a toad does this? He was supposed to say it, like, 3 or 4 times. They cut it all out because they were like, that's fucking stupid.
It is pretty fucking stupid.
But the thing was that they wrote in, like, that's part of his death scene, and they couldn't edit it out. There was no way to do it, so they just had to fucking go with it. And that's why it's the dumbest fucking line.
Oh, that? I mean, it makes more sense now. Makes more sense than this fucking skit. It's Halle Berry and Stephen Merchant playing Truth or Dare on a blind date.
And he has to cup a guy's ass.
And she has to blow out a blind kid's birthday candles.
And then it goes...
And then it just goes off the fucking rail. It's like dick tattoo on the face.
She gets
plastic surgery.
Guacamole making with boobs.
Yeah, she didn't make guacamole with her boobs. She had to inject hot sauce straight into her vagina.
Then she made him get plastic surgery to look Chinese.
Even though he looked more like Austin Powers. And then they fuck. That's the skit.
Fake Halle Berry boobs.
And then they swerve you on like
that's right, yeah.
Because the show they're filming a movie.
Breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah.
So then this is technically the last skit, which, again, one that could have been funny.
I always said if this was on Dave Chappelle's show.
If this was on Chappelle's show, it would have been fucking awesome. It's a sketch about, it's like in the, they give a time frame.
It's like 50s. Like 50s, or, yeah.
Where there's a black basketball team and they're going for the championship against a white basketball team. And the joke is that they're like, you know, coach, you got to bring it together. Teamwork, we know what you're saying. He's like, no.
You're black. You're going to win.
Yeah, like you're just going to dunk on them.
They're white. And they're like, so what you're saying is we have to find like God. And he's like, no, God already did his part by making you black and making them white.
This is the only one that I will say was
decent.
Decent. Because there was good comedic timing.
Yeah.
It was actually like fun. Like it was the, I don't really know how to put it. I guess like funny racial humor to me. Chappelle shows the best example of using that where it's not like.
It's funny racial humor to where as being white like we are, we don't feel awkward laughing at it. Unlike Key and Peele, who has some things. I'm like.
Yeah.
Like I laugh and I'm like, I don't think I should laugh.
Even though Key and Peele, I'm very hit or miss with that show. Like I like some of the sketches.
I like some, but.
They did a sketch that is one of the funniest sketches I've ever seen.
Which one's that?
The, I think it was titled like Negro Auction.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
I remember that one. Yeah. I like that one. I like the Urban Teacher.
That one's also very, very good.
I like that one. But then there's some like, what was the song and dance one they had?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't think I should laugh at this. I'm just going to turn this off now. I'm sure it's funny. But I feel like lesser of a person for laughing.
You know, you gotta laugh at everything, Kyle.
But then they had the one where he's like, and as was like,
bitch,
that suffered movie 43 syndrome if it went on too fucking long.
Yeah,
you know what? This movie, I get it. They have a lot of Seth MacFarlane love in this. They mention him several times. This is fucking Family Guy.
Mm-hmm.
They take something that might be funny and then run it into the fucking ground.
Yep.
Maybe that's why Trey... Matt, we're like, oh, we might do this. Seth MacFarlane, fuck you.
Yeah, the guys who do South Park read the script and immediately shot it down.
And that should say, those are guys that can do this type of humor smartly, sophisticatedly.
The naked iPod thing could have been on South Park. Could have been a thing.
Yeah, and they would have been mocking technology. This doesn't, like marketing, you know, like, this just doesn't make sense. The things in this don't make sense. And the big thing is, like, why is Richard Gere doing this fucking skit? Not even a fan of the dude. Why is he here?
How do you not like Richard Gere?
I'm just not too big of a fan of his movies.
Wasn't he in Pretty Woman?
He's in Pretty Woman, yeah.
He's fucking rad in Pretty Woman.
Yeah, but I'm just...
What else has he been in?
A lot of the same type of stuff. Oh, he was in Primal Fear, and I fucking love Primal Fear.
What the fuck is Primal Fear?
You've never seen Primal Fear?
No.
It's Richard Gere and Edward Norton.
Okay, you piqued my interest.
Edward Norton is, I can't really, there's a big twist in it. But Edward,
don't tell me the twist, don't do it.
No. Richard Gere is Edward Norton's lawyer.
Oh yeah, there we go, yeah, he's the first one on here.
Because a priest died, was murdered. It's really good.
Oh, that's right, he was in that fucking remake of the Hachi, A Dog's Tale. The Japanese true story about the dog.
No, was he?
Zoner died and stuff.
I don't know.
How is he? Days of Heaven?
Okay.
All right,
in Rodanthe.
What else we got here? What did he do?
No. My mom loved him.
Bee Season. What the fuck is Bee Season?
I don't know.
He was in Chicago. That's right.
Yeah, my mom was in love with Richard Gere.
Runaway Bride. Thought
he was like the sexiest man alive.
Oh, he was in the band played on TV movie. God damn, Richard Gere. Killing it. Killing it.
Can't believe you haven't seen Primal Fear. You absolutely need to watch Primal Fear. Fantastic film.
Okay, so, Black Basketball, the more I think about it, the more pissed I am that scene wasn't funny because it had, like, everything that it could have been funny.
Yeah.
And then the ending also, like, really sucked. Like, I get what they were trying to do.
It just went on too long.
Yeah, it went on. I don't know why it didn't just end.
They should have just done, like, the cheesy narrator. Like, it should have showed him, like, running out the thing. It's like, and on that day. You don't need to show them beating these people at basketball. Forget it.
And then they make a goal.
Yeah.
So then there was the credit scene, which this was directed by James Gunn.
Which was weird. We were confused because the credit screen, it showed the credits for this before they showed the skit. We were like, what the fuck?
Yeah, when was that?
When did we see Elizabeth Banks and the other dude?
It was a guy that has a cat that's an animated cat.
And Beezel.
Beezel's gay for the guy. And what did you write down for it?
Animated cat masturbating was one.
And then
it pisses all over Elizabeth Banks.
Yep, because he doesn't like her because she's banging him and he wants to
bang
him.
The animated cat anal masturbation.
Yeah, there we go. That was the one I was
like, I had to fucking write these words. Anal or animated cat anal masturbation. Are you fucking kidding me? And was that enough for us, Lincoln? No. We found there was a deleted fucking scene on the DVD.
Because I had to go to the extras.
Let's watch the goddamn... Who's in the deleted scene, Lincoln?
Julianne Moore.
Who? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Julianne Moore.
Julianne fucking Moore is in this. Apparently to the director, she wasn't good enough to make the final fucking cut. Really? Now, granted, this is a weak scene. The balls on you to delete a scene with Julianne Moore. Do you know how much money they paid her?
Oh, my God. I don't even want to know.
For that scene that they didn't even fucking use? It was her and Tony Shalhoub trying to find their daughter. And the joke is, her daughter always shows her boobs.
Oh, this is another one where, like, it went too long and then it ended really bizarrely, like, what is it with fucking incest in this movie anyway?
I don't know. There's incest and vaginas.
Yeah, they're trying to find their daughter and he orders like a Girl's Gone Wild. And the joke is he noticed it because she's always showing her boobs. And here's a yearbook of where she's showing her boobs.
And at the end he's like, he basically says, I like her boobs.
Well, he's just like, hey, you don't need to bring her back. Just like if you could get a video or like a picture of her or like someone that looks exactly like her. And then he like turns on the thing again and starts looking at it creepily.
Yeah.
And then it zooms in on the boobs and then that's the skit. Julianne fucking Moore is in this. I couldn't get over that. As soon as it started, I was like, no.
Well, just like,
no, everything started, nothing is sacred.
I knew about the Hugh Jackman ball chins.
Because I told you about that. That was the biggest thing that I told you about.
Yeah. But when I saw Kate Winslet is in it?
Forgot to mention that.
What the fuck?
I do remember telling you that Emma Stone was in it.
Yeah, and in the weakest, shittest, that stayed, but the Julianne Moore got cut. Julianne fucking Moore. I just can't get over that. It's not like it was any worse than any other skit in this fucking movie. Could have just made this movie 6 minutes longer and just put it the fuck in there.
I truly want to know how much did people
get paid?
Actually get paid to do this?
On name alone, they're going to get paid a
because
bunch.
One thing is like Emma Stone, this was in 2013. Amazing Spider-Man came out in 2012.
Yeah, so she'd already done that. Yeah, she'd already done Easy A. Zombieland?
Crazy Stupid Love. Yeah, Easy A, definitely Zombie Man.
Zombie Man?
Did I say
Zombie Man. Tells whatever a zombie can.
I was thinking of Paper Man. She's in Paper Man.
She was big. This was the height of her career, really. Hugh Jackman has always been at a height. Winslet.
Height of career? That was when she was most hot, I would say.
Yeah, that's...
She hadn't done Birdman yet.
No, but would
like
you
a
say,
rational man.
But would you say Birdman for her notoriety is bigger than Amazing Spider-Man?
No, but her performance was better. That was like the best performance she's given.
Yeah, I've just meant height of her popularity. How's that?
Then yeah, I get that.
Yeah, it was absolutely the height of her popularity. And I love him. I liked a lot of people in this. I just want to know why. Why?
Well, I remember I found out why. What it was is that the main guy that was doing this movie, he had worked with Hugh Jackman previously, and Hugh Jackman, like, owed him one of those kind of things. And so he was like, I'm doing this movie, I need you in it. Hugh Jackman was like, balls on my neck. And he was like, you owe me one. And well, he was like, oh, you got me. So then he got Hugh Jackman on. He used this as leverage to get other people on. And then it just continued down the line because you get to a point where it's like, you're like, hey, I want you in this movie. It's going to be like a comedy sketch movie. I have Hugh Jackman, Julianne Moore, Emma Stone, Halle Berry.
But at some point you have to read the script, right? Like, what agent is going to let even these stars like take a role without reading the fucking script? Richard Gere read the script for that. And still did it. Let's say Richard Gere. He could buy himself out of that fucking contract with nothing, next to nothing for that man. He's loaded. MacFarlane, I don't like him, but he's rich as fuck. Well, actually, he probably thought this was hilarious because Seth MacFarlane and he's made A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Well, another thing that's really bizarre is I remember I did look up the budget for the movie. How much do you think the budget was?
Probably not a lot.
Yeah, not really that much. $6 million.
And that all went for fucking...
It had to.
Payroll.
There's no way.
Because they filmed most of this on the fucking studio lot. I guarantee it's the actual studio lot where they filmed it.
I do know that they never actually screened the movie.
Wise decision.
They didn't screen it because the main director, I guess, of the entire thing pretty much knew it was going to be shit and knew that people weren't going to see it. Because it's had a not even clever marketing scheme. The marketing scheme was every single trailer, commercial, anything for it was just What Is Movie 43.
Yeah.
And the website was called What Is Movie 43.
I watched it and I still want to know What Is Movie 43. I don't know. Do not know, Lincoln.
How'd you feel about having to watch this, Kyle? Huh?
Mind-boggling. It just shows how poor the writing was.
There's originally supposed to be a scene with necrophilia in it.
I'm surprised there wasn't. There was everything else.
They deemed
else.
It too offensive. Too offensive.
Okay.
At least the band WWE Phoenix
WWE could
played.
Do it. I mean, why couldn't they do it? They didn't have a problem with Katie Vick. She should have been in this. It shows how poor the writing and directing was in this, that you had a scene with Kate Winslet and Hugh Jackman. Balls or not, if this was well written or if you just gave them creative freedom, those two can make that fucking ball scene good because they had the talent to do it. They were directed like shit. Like they could have... He said, hey, this is the thing. Your balls are on a blind date. Go for it. They could have made that fucking good. Or passable. They probably could have made it funny. Like, we saw the deleted scene where Hugh Jackman says, excuse me while I go to the bathroom. And then he just dribbles water out of his mouth. And they're like, haha, that's an outtake. That would have been funny. Like, go over the top with the balls.
No, it's just there.
Like, I don't know. Make the kitchen come out and make him put a hairnet on him. Show him afterwards going to the gym and he wears a little jock strap on his chin. This movie tried to take the skits seriously and have humor in them. Just fucking go all out with them.
If Hugh Jackman with balls.
You have a scene where a woman wants a guy to poop on her. Just fucking recreate the Scary Movie jizz scene.
No, yeah.
Just recreate it. I didn't find Scary Movie funny, but just go all out. Chris Pratt.
To be fair, this was not famous Chris Pratt here, though. This was just Parks and Rec Chris Pratt.
And Anna Faris, we all have seen her movies. I wouldn't say she's a star.
What's that one movie Anna Faris did?
Smiley Face?
No, not Smiley Face.
The House Bunny?
No.
Scary Movie?
Keep going.
I don't know.
There was one that, when I was watching 500 Days of Summer.
Have you ever seen Smiley Face?
Yes.
Where she's just a stoner?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's all right. I like Anna Faris a lot. I really do.
When I was watching 500 Days of Summer, there was a trailer, and I can't remember what it was, but I remember I watched it, and all I could think of is, wow, this might be the worst date movie I've ever seen.
Oh, God, what is that? I know what you're talking about.
I'm going down our list.
The thing with Anna Faris is she just makes terrible movies. But as a comedian, I think I really, her timing and her delivery is unique, and I enjoy it. Like the scary movies, you might like them. I think they're absolute shit, but I think she's good in them. Like the first one, I think she's decent. I don't know.
I'm trying to find it. Is it My Super Ex-Girl? No, it's not that one.
No, it's not that.
Which one's Mama's Boy?
That might be it. I don't know.
Oh my God, why can't I find it?
You're not up on your Anna Faris. Is it Anna? I think she calls it.
Is it Anna?
I think she pronounces it Anna Faris.
Is it Take Me Home Tonight?
Take me home tonight. I don't want to let you down. What just happened?
Oh, found it. Okay. What's Your Number? That's what it was.
What's Your Number?
It's where she slept with 19 men and she can't go to 20 because then she'd be a whore.
Okay.
So she's going back through the 19 men because one of them has to be her true love.
That sounds stupid.
It looks really fucking stupid. You should watch it.
All right. Add it to the list.
So how did you feel about movie 43?
I hated it. I absolutely hate it. What I hated the most about this film is knowing that there are people out there that this movie caters to that will think this is the funniest thing they've ever fucking watched. Like adults. Like grown-ass people are going to like this movie and think, this is great, you just don't get it. Sometimes you have to laugh at a hairy vagina on Supergirl.
You know, sometimes you just got to go in the movie and just turn your brain off, man.
There's a difference. This isn't turning my brain off. This is regressing my brain.
You know, just go in, just have some laughs with some friends. Don't take everything so seriously. Like, why you gotta be so critical about movies, man? Can't you just watch a movie and just, you know, just have fun? Just get in the movie, just have fun, Kyle.
This isn't a fun movie.
Just, you know, just hang out. Get some popcorn, get some Coke, you know, just hang out with some friends, just watch a silly movie. Hugh Jackson's got balls on his face, you know, like, that's funny, dude. You just don't get humor, man.
That's a good impression of everyone we fucking hate.
That's a pretty good impression of a lot of people.
We hear that a lot of, you're too critical, why can't you just enjoy a movie? We enjoy quite a few movies. We just enjoy them for different reasons. How dare I think a movie should, like, make my brain work for 2 hours?
You know what's a really great, slapsticky, like, stupid funny movie that's very good?
What's that?
Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles, yeah. Any Mel Brooks film.
Yeah, great examples of doing that correctly.
Mm-hmm. Because they're still smartly done. They have a purpose.
Airplane.
Yeah.
Another great
They
example.
Fit the scene, unlike a, oh, you got period blood? Blah, blah, blah. Pull my finger. Blah. Just needed a fart joke, Elizabeth Banks? Really?
All right, Kyle. I want to end this with one question for you.
Okay.
One single question.
Okay.
All right. You're not stranded on an island or anything. This is just like a thing. Like,
okay.
You're in a universe, a genie pops up, he talks to me, doesn't give a shit about you. So genie pops out. Robin Williams genie.
Oh, too soon, dude.
No, that's not too soon. It's a genie that's emulated himself after Robin Williams because he loves him so much.
Okay, okay.
It's like in room.
I got you. I got you.
Okay,
you.
So he pops out, okay? Genie comes out. And he goes, hey, Ligon.
He goes, I'm
big. I'm big. So he says, Lincoln.
I thought he was talking to me.
No, he doesn't give a shit about you. I said that.
Oh.
He pops out. It's like we're sitting here right now.
Okay.
He pops out. He doesn't give a fuck about you.
Then why is this a question for me?
I'm getting to it. Okay, I'm setting the scene.
You're the word. Okay.
So Robin Williams' genie looks at me and says, Lincoln, I'm going to give you 3 wishes right the fuck now. Okay?
Okay.
And my first wish, very first one, is that all movies in the entire universe, like that, gone.
Why would you wish that?
Except for Jack and Jill and movie 43.
Why would you do this?
So then, my second wish...
It's the worst wish ever.
My second wish would be to transport me to an alternate dimension where I didn't make that wish. So then, boom, I'm gone, okay? You're left in this shitty dimension where there's no movies in the world. Except for movie 43 and Jack and Jill.
Jesus Christ, okay.
So you're like, fuck, that sucks. Like, Lincoln is in another dimension, probably just living it up. Guess I should watch a movie. Which one do you pick up?
What's your third wish?
Huh? That doesn't matter. I'm in a different universe.
Why didn't you use that as your third wish?
Because I was transported into the other dimension where I can use the other wish.
Well, I'm curious what the other wish is. What's your third wish? You can't just do this.
I don't know. Probably to be like, turn me into a Blastoise.
All right. So which movie do I watch?
Yeah. They're sitting there. You can't watch anything else because they don't exist anymore.
Probably movie 43.
Instead of Jack and Jill. Okay.
Because there's at least people in this that I like. They may be shitty skits, but at least I like Kate Winslet. I like Stephen Merchant. I don't have to look at Adam Sandler's stupid fucking face for an hour and a half. At least I can see, like, talent. I can think back. Like, I still know the other movies exist, right?
Yes.
Okay, because if not, then...
Like, you remember. Like, it's just, okay. Like, a huge... It's like The Happening, but everything just
okay
goes away.
Then I would just think about their good movies. Because if... Thing if they just never existed, well, I wouldn't know these are bad at that point.
Actually, no, I have a better third wish, actually. I have a better third wish.
Okay.
So my third wish would be that your car, inside of it, there's the air conditioner, you know, like the little fans and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Inside the air conditioner is a tiny Emma Stone. She lives in there.
Okay.
And she, like, pops her head out every once in a while. And she just shames you every time that you drive.
Okay.
Like, you just get in the car, and then it pops out, and she's just like...
So your wish is to have this on me.
Hey, Kyle. And you're just like, hey, Emma. And Emma's just like, finally roll your small dick out of bed? And then she just disappears and cackles.
I'd be okay with it, because then I'd be like, oh, that Emma. It'd just be like a daily routine, you know? I'd be okay with that. I'd turn on the heat, just fucking sweat her out.
No, she'd be down for that.
She'd be down for that.
Yeah, you'd just see her a bit in there. She'd be like laying down, like putting sunscreen on herself. Get a little toasty in here, small dick.
That's it? She's just small dick all the time?
Nothing. Hey, look, I just wrote a movie 43 sketch.
Yeah,
it's just small. If we're doing a movie 43 thing, then she's just like farting, like, did I do that?
And then she pulls out her eye, babe. She's like, oh, my fingers.
No, no, my fingers are so bloody. Just like my period.
Smears it on the wall. This movie's so fucking bad. And I don't want to hear the excuse that that's what they're going for, because it is. The things that tie together, just talking about how shitty this is. Saying something shitty doesn't make it okay. Just doesn't. It'd be like if I murdered Lincoln and I went to the judge. He's like, why'd you do it? And I go, I'm a murderer. And he's like, well, it makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
all right. I get it. Yeah. I get it. I mean, you know,
this all fits into place.
You're fucking upfront about it. I mean, that's, you know, it's what do you expect?
I murdered him because I'm a murderer. And the judge just goes, honesty.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like that. It's good.
You know what? Probation. I'm feeling it. Yeah. I'm feeling good today.
Yeah. Doesn't work that way. He'd be like, I know.
It's like Jake Gyllenhaal in Nightcrawler when he's just like, yeah.
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 So, fuck this movie. I never want to watch it again.
But there's an alternate cut. Let's go watch it.
No. I'm just glad we didn't watch the other 42.